Hey guys, welcome to Gator Sauce. So this week, I'm actually doing it alone. Dan is still out of town. He's still trying to figure out the divorce, and Kurt is actually having a vasectomy. So I feel like in order to start off the podcast, I'm going to just jump straight into the pop culture news. Recently, you guys heard of that song Old Town Road. It's been in the news recently. Some controversy around it. People were debating if he said matted black or matty black. If he said the latter, then it probably means he doesn't know how to say matt. Which, you know, I don't blame him. Maybe he's just trying to make it rhyme. Oh, let me look at my notes here. Oh, according to Genius. Oh, wait. Here, Kurt's here. Hey, man, what's up? I thought you were getting that vasectomy.
No, I was just going to have some vasects in with me. I was jerking off.
Is that what you meant when you said you're... What? Is that what you meant when you said you're gonna come until you can't no more?
Yeah, because I got horses up... I don't know, man. How am I supposed to make a joke out of this? Do you have horses in the back, Gabe? Is that what you want me to say? Next month, we're going to have Billy Ray Cyrus on the show. We promise everyone.
Oh, God.
And
was
he'll
that
do.
The intro? I thought the intro ended. There was some dead space there. I thought that was the end of the intro.
Do you want that to be the end of the intro? Sure. Honestly, I want this to be the end of the show. We sometimes smell like queefs. Hey, Gabe.
I thought you're gay. How do you know what a queef smells like?
I'm just reading the script, buddy.
Hey, is a gay queef a fart?
Yeah. No, I mean, you fart out your dick tip.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
I wonder what a queef would feel like out of your urethra if you're a male.
I can just imagine how it looks. It looks like a snake coughing.
Here we go.
It's like shooting water or air out of a straw.
It would kind of be a little adorable.
I bet it moves like, too. There's got to be a man out there who has like a skill at queefing from his dick.
He can just queef out of his. Oh God, how do you show that off?
Have you ever been like or have you ever seen like adult cons or whatever? They're like Comic Cons.
Like con artists?
No.
Like Cardi B?
Hey, like the female Bill Cosby. So they're like Comic Cons, but like for adult shit, like dildos and ass whips.
Okay.
And shit like that. I feel like that would be, like, somebody's got to have a kink out there. It's like, I like watching people fart out of their dick. That is what turns me on. And you know what?
Do you think they were born with that skill, or do you think they like had to develop it over time?
I'm gonna say it's like an X-Men thing. You know?
They hit puberty and during a very stressful situation, they accidentally queef out of their dick.
I feel like they were trying to fart out their butt really hard, but
get to the Xavier School for Gifted Children.
What can you do?
What can you do?
I can
drops his pants.
I can queef out my dick.
Someone walks in. Professor Xavier!
And now Professor Xavier is a part of the Me Too movement.
And then he's like, well, I didn't see that one coming.
Seinfeld theme plays.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, by the way, my name is Gabe.
And I'm your host, your good old pal Kurt over here.
So Kurt, what do we do on this here podcast called Gator Sauce?
No, that's my job. Right, hey Gabe, what do we do here on this here podcast?
See, the problem is every time you ask me this, I always like stumble because I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, why am I wasting an hour of my life recording this? Then I remember why I'm doing it. It's because we get to drink alcohol.
Right. It's a public forum where I can break the laws of my sobriety that I have placed for myself and drink beer. You know.
Yeah, we mentioned last time you went through rehab and everything, and
but
you get to break it when you drink this podcast.
Yeah, when I drink this podcast. Tastes like horse piss.
This podcast is the shittiest beer there is.
Honestly, we are worse than Steel Reserve and Natty Light combined.
Hey, I have a serious question for you.
Que pasta?
Do you think we'll ever get big enough to the point where we have our own beer? Like a podcast-flavored beer. Like Anheuser-Busch will come up to us and say, hey, we have a beer named after you.
I really wish I could say yes.
Because, I mean, Gator Sauce is copyrighted, I think, but...
No, Gator Hammock. Gator Hammock is copyrighted.
We gotta get on that.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Jump on that.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot to copyright our own fucking show. But we're on... we have claims or some shit like that. Well, hey, Bucko, Gabriel, what are we doing this show?
So, other than drink beer, we also talk about pop culture, like news and shit.
News and shit?
News and shit.
News and shit. News and shit. News and shit.
Oh, God.
All right, so, like, yeah, that's what we're doing, but right now, we are drinking a beer. Gabe, would you mind introducing us to our beer?
Introducing us to our beer. I've already introduced myself.
I've already introduced myself to it, yeah.
It's called Sapporo Premium Beer.
Yeah, it sounds really lame, but...
Now, I was led to believe by you that this was a Japanese beer, but I'm looking at the bottle here, and it says Ontario, Canada.
Well, the thing was, it's been originally made in Japan. Sapporo is a Japanese company, but they've been bought out by a Torontarian. What do you call someone from Toronto?
Torontian.
Torontarian?
Well, they don't pronounce the last T, so it's probably Tehranian.
They don't pronounce the last T? What have we been doing for the last few years?
Yeah, you haven't seen Argo? Yeah, if you're from Toronto, you don't say Toronto, you say Toronto.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's weird.
That is fucking weird. All right, well, whatever. It's Sapporo Premium Beer.
Like, you're from New York, you don't say New York, you say New York.
Well, that's an accent thing.
Well, shit.
I feel like they're just not intentionally saying parts of their fucking name.
It's a test.
Dude, the Canadians are pretentious assholes deep down inside. All of them.
It's a citizenship test. They ask you, how do you pronounce Toronto?
And if you say Toronto, they're like, well, fuck you, but they'll be really nice about it.
Sorry, but fuck you.
I was actually at a show pretty recently, and, you know, when you're the crowd or whatever, and you're trying to get past someone, and you say, oh, excuse me, no, after you. And the guy said, no, after you. So this happened like 3 times. And I was like, what are you, Canadian? And the guy turned out to be fucking Canadian and was really offended that I said that.
Well, you are in Washington, so that's
that's true. That's
running
true.
Amok with Canadians.
Because I didn't realize that, like, there were actually Canadians up here. I forget that I'm like 2 hours from fucking Canada.
And you still haven't crossed the border. Why have they not let you in?
To Canada?
Yeah.
Because I'm not a moose.
I'm surprised you haven't tried to jump.
To jump the wall?
Yeah, the Canadian wall.
The Canadian wall, which is...
It's more of a ramp.
It's not even a ramp. It's more of like a...
It's wheelchair accessible.
It's a wheelchair accessible, like, row of hedges. It's just a bunch of azalea bushes. It's very nice.
And Border Patrol's just encouraging you to come in. Like,
they're yelling, hey, come here. Come here, eh?
You can do it!
They're encouraging you. So, Sapporo beer. What are your first impressions? I mean, like, the bottle has a little star in it, like, shoved in it.
Shoved in the...
Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, yeah, I didn't see that. There's like an etching like on the bottle. I always liked that. I remember Kona
had that.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. But This one, yeah, there's a little star and a Sapporo etched on the bottle. I like the label on it. It's like black and there's like the silver outline on it.
Is it like your hat? Is it matte black?
No, it's matty black.
It's matty black. Okay. I don't know. It's an all right beer. It's kind of, I don't like it as much as Duvel because it doesn't have as much flavor. But the fun thing about this beer is that I used to do back in West Palm. So there's this bar where all they served was like Sapporo beer and some other thing. But we used to do sake bombs.
Yeah, palm sugar.
Yeah, palm sugar. Yeah. So
dude, I go there all the time.
Yeah, you do sake bombs like $3.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only place I've drank it. But honestly, it's not bad. I don't think it's a premium beer. I mean,
it's definitely not premium beer. It's pretty light. I feel like premium's pretty erroneous.
Yeah, if a beer claims to be premium, it's probably not. If anything claims to be premium, it's probably not.
Exactly. Like, you know,
you're talking about Pornhub.
Yeah, that's true. You have to pay for it, you know. But I mean, I've seen premium cigarettes where you look inside of them, there's like little actual fucking wood chips in them because they couldn't afford all the tobacco.
I thought you were going to say like you open it and there's like a toy inside.
There's a toy inside. It's fucking Cracker Jacks. Except for adults. Ah, gee.
You know how like cigarette companies are getting more and more bold about telling you you're going to get cancer?
Yeah, no. Australia, they have like
lung in there.
Yeah, they have like the pictures of the guy's lungs, and it's all fucked up and whatnot. And they're like $40 a pack.
Cigarette cart, and there's like a tumor.
There's like a fucking. It's like here, this is from a dead person. It's like it's just basically an organ container now. So yeah, God. Gabe. So
what
besides
up?
Drinking beer, we do pop culture news. Am I right?
Yep, I said that.
Yes, you did. What news do we have today?
Well, I'm not really good with doing pop culture news, but let me...
Do you need to be introduced again?
Yeah, that would probably help.
All right, let me get the soundboard out.
I'm sorry about that, man. Yeah, you know, it's just,
hold
it's
on,
just
I need to get the
to
fucking...
Happen.
All right, I got it. Sorry, it's been like a week, but I still have to dust it off. You have a dust problem. Coming to you live from CNN, it's Pop Culture Gabe!
Hey, it's me, guys! Pop Culture Gabe here! Hey, so we're talking about Suicide Squad. You ever watch the Suicide Squad, Kurt?
No, but I've always wanted to commit suicide, am I right?
That's so funny. He always wanted to kill himself. That's just like my mom. So, Kurt, so we're talking about a Suicide Squad 2, also known as The Suicide Squad. Did you know Deadshot is actually being removed from the sequel? Originally, people thought Idris Elba was going to play him, but now he's playing another presumably black guy.
I mean, I would hope so, because whiteface is pretty racist, isn't it?
I just found it interesting that when Idris Elba was cast, people thought that the first thing he was going to play was Deadshot because he's the only other black guy on the squad.
Well, he's obviously going to play Harley Quinn.
You know what? You should kill yourself.
Well, thank you. You know, after this episode, this may be the end of Gator Sauce, but... All right, chill the fuck out, man.
Dear God, I'm sorry, man. I only had one in me.
You only had one?
I'm sorry. I only had one. I'm sorry.
Hey, Gabe.
Ooh.
Hey,
that
Gabe.
That was a strong one. Oh, that one hit me hard.
Gabe.
What's up, man?
So, I was watching the news yesterday, and I saw your mom's fat ass on there.
Dear God.
I mean, it was next to a bunch of watermelons. I mean, honestly, I wanted the watermelons more, but your mom's pretty thick. I'm not gonna lie.
See, when you guys talk about this when I'm not on the show, I'm like, okay, cool. I don't have to participate. But now it's like, okay, cool. My mom.
Gabe, how awesome. Does it feel knowing that you came from that ass?
I'm not saying anything.
You're not? Okay.
I'm not. Don't we have an ad or something to do?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Hold on. We'll cut to an ad. Hey, guys. It's Kurt. And it's time for ads. We have a sponsor ad person thingamajig. Yeah, that's what we do. So this week we have a photographer. He like does photographs and shit like that. His main deal is that he, like, takes pictures of aspects of life that are, like, overlooked. I don't know. That's what he said. But, like, a lot of stuff he deals with is, like, I don't know, the homeless and, like, street photography. It's actually pretty cool. He also, I believe, does photo shoots. I'm not quite sure on that one. You're going to have to ask him yourself. So you can find him on Instagram. He has some freaking cool photos in there. You might find me. I'm one of them. I think twice he's taken photos of me, but no, because I'm like a street person. When I don't do the podcast, I actually live in a tent. It's real nice. You know, I get to piss outside. All my friends smell like pee. You know. Street life, it's worth it, you know? But, yeah, follow his name is Joshua Welsh. You can follow him on Instagram. It's private. But, you know, you can figure that shit out. So, his Insta is at JelshW. So that's J-E-L-S, nope, J-E-L-S-H underscore W, Jelsha. Yeah, boy. So, like, yeah, back to the fucking show, dipshits. Hey guys, we're back to the show. So before we get to the news, I have a quick segment that I want to do. And this is kind of perpetuated by my Twitter. I have this thing. Every day I'm coming up with a new... Hey, Gabe, do you know about the K-pop band BTS?
I've heard of them, like, behind the scenes.
I think that's what it stands for. I'm not quite sure.
I have no clue.
I think the thing is they don't tell us what BTS stands for a reason. Because it's like,
right.
It's an ad-lib type thing. So you come up
it's
with...
Like, it's like NSYNC, right? Like, we don't know what NSYNC stands for?
Yeah, no, exactly. We have no idea what it stands for. So in this segment, it's called BTS Stands For. And we just take guesses. So my guess is Batman Tongue Stapler.
Oh, it actually stands for Bangtan Sonyeondan, which is a Korean expression. It literally means Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
You fucking ruined the segment.
You were gonna...
Now the joke's over.
No, it's not... Hey, man, come on. Dude, it's not over.
I'm gonna quit this show.
It stands for Billy Trey Cyrus.
He's got horses in the front.
See, man, we're having fun. We're doing good.
So, guys, this is a podcast. we do things like review news of pop culture. So, Gabe, did you hear that Heck Boy, Mr. Boy from Hell, Mr. Hellboy, Hellboy by Hellboy guy?
Yeah, that took me a while to catch on to what you're saying.
Yeah. David Harbour. Harbourport, man. From Stranger Things.
God.
He did a movie, right?
Yeah, he did the new Hellboy reboot. It actually has 11% on Rotten Tomatoes right now when we're recording this.
Well, yeah, I've heard a lot of things. I read a review, and it basically said that this movie was worse than swimming in trash cans full of sewage.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was, like, honestly, I think, I don't remember who it was who said that review, but it was fucking harsh, man. It was hurtful to read something like
that. I really hope they're speaking from experience, too. Like, you can't just, like, make a claim like that, having swimmed in a trash can full of sewage.
It was New York something, rather. It might have even been New York Times.
They probably, well, if it was New Jersey, I definitely believe that. But, like, who's pouring sewage into a trash can?
New Yorkers? Because they don't have... You know, like, New York is essentially, like, 18th century England. They just pour all of their shit from a bucket.
And forget about it.
And they throw it out the window. And forget about it. That's why if you ever go to New York, no one talks about this enough. but they constantly throw buckets of sewage out their windows.
All they're talking about is 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, like, that happened, like, what, a long time ago? Like, get over it.
That's you. That's all you.
Get over it. People died.
Dear God.
It was an inside job. Dick Cheney.
Oh, man.
Dick Cheney 2012, man. Hey, Gabe, you asked me in the last show.
Dick Cheney 2012?
Yeah. In the last show, you asked me who I was going to vote for this upcoming election. I'm going to write in my vote for Dick Cheney.
Okay.
Yeah, because I would love to see him shoot someone.
The Christian Bale movie? I'm sorry, what?
I'd love to see Dick Cheney shoot someone again. You know how much fun that was when it came out in the news? It was like, Dick Cheney shot someone and my parents tried to defend him.
What the fuck? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, okay, so a while back, while Dick Cheney was still vice president of the United States.
I was like 10.
Yeah, you weren't politically aware at 10? You were fucking missing out, son.
No, man, I was fucking like, I was learning about life, you know?
No, you're learning about how to jerk off.
No, not at 10.
Not at 10? Dude, I knew how to jerk off at 6.
No, man, my dad never taught me.
Yeah, see, my dad came into the room and was like, all right, Kurt, unzip your pants.
Drop it.
Drop
You're
it.
Like, not again.
Not again. And, you know, when we finally got it, he took me out for ice cream and said, good job, son. Now you know how to jerk it. And to this day, I'm still gay.
He gave you some frozen peas and, like, put this on, son.
It's essentially a rite of passage by white dads. You know, you didn't know that? It's part of white culture.
My father taught me, and now it's time for me to teach you, son.
Yeah, well, see, I know with Brazilians, they have a different practice, right?
Yeah, remind me.
They just give you butt injections at age 7. I know I've already made this joke, but hey, do you know what your parents sound like?
Yeah. Dear God. You know, my parents actually raised me to be addicted to coffee.
Really? That's like a truth?
Not even joking. Like, I was like a kid, and I was like, Mom, I'm sleepy. And she's like, here, have some coffee every single fucking day.
Are you
now I'm taking caffeine pills just to stay awake.
I remember that one. You were the one who introduced me to caffeine pills because I was drinking like a whole pot of coffee every day.
And now you're fucking doing meth just to stay awake.
Yeah, honestly, dude, you know, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's not a problem if I don't think it is. That's what my therapist told me.
Oh, God. So have you seen the old Hellboy movies? The original Ron Perlman ones?
By Guillermo del Toro?
Oh, you could have said that, right? And you chose not to. You were this close. You started to. And then you're like...
Just like your parents. Yes, I've seen those movies and I really like them. A matter of fact, right now, I love Hellboy. I love Dark Horse when they like did the whole Hellboy run. Right now, I think I'm on like volume 8 of the compendium series of Hellboy. So I'm pretty deep in the plot. I still have like 16 more to go though.
When did you see the first Hellboy movie?
I didn't see it when it came out because I remember when I wanted to go see it, my parents said, "Oh, that has hell in it. We're Christian parents." It's like Pokemon and because it has evolution, you know.
Did you know Pokemon is about the devil?
Because it has evolution in it.
Well, my parents were against Pokemon because it gave some kids seizures, like the movie, the Pokemon movie. It gave some kids seizures because it was like a scene where...
Oh, no, that was an episode.
Something like that. I just know it gave someone seizures and they're like, see, the devil's giving people seizures through the screen.
It was the Porygon episode.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, like... Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. But hey, you know what? Maybe if you watch TV, you shouldn't have epilepsy. Am I right?
That's all you... Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Well, I actually tried to watch the original like a year or two ago, and I just could not.
Indigo
League? I'm like, this is way 2004. It was like, I could not watch that.
I think it was like late 90s.
Really?
Yeah. Generation one? Whatever. But...
2000... Oh, no. Golden Army was 2008.
Oh, Hellboy! I thought we were talking about Pokemon.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about Pokemon. Dude, we were talking about Pokemon like an hour ago.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, no, I liked it. I like both of them. I haven't seen the second. I've just recently watched the first one. I liked it. I wish there was more to it, but, you know. Because, like, reading it, I'm seeing, like, there's so much extensive lore. Like, I know this is very serious, but, like, Mike Minogue actually puts a lot of fucking folklore into his stories, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, there's, like, a Baba Yaga.
Yeah! Yeah, she has, like, in the first scene you see her, her old hag titties are, like, all the way down her knees, and he, like, gives us the nipples and everything in the comic books.
It's, you know, strange. Have you seen John Wick?
No.
Well, in the John Wick movies,
Gabe, come here.
What's up?
Do you want me to say that I've seen it?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, if at this point, I guess, yeah, I just change your mind and say, yeah, actually, I never mind, I just remembered I saw it.
Okay, yeah, okay. Hey, John Wick, that's the movie with the guy from Bill and Ted, right?
Yeah, you remember it?
Yeah, guns, and he's a hitman, yeah. And there's a dog or something.
Yeah, they actually, in the movie, they're like, oh, we used to call him the Baba Yaga. A.K.A. the Boogeyman. But when he said Baba Yaga, I'm like, so you mean he's like a witch with a chicken leg house?
Yeah, he has big droopy tits and lives in a bowl.
Yeah, and I was waiting for John Wick to, like, for him to go home, and his home has chicken legs on it.
You know, that'd be...
And none of that.
That'd be a big fucking twist in the movie. You just see John Wick on a chicken house running through, just shooting people with his fucking AK or whatever
he
uses.
His hair just turns white, and he becomes like this old witch.
Dude. Honestly, Keanu Reeves would be a great old witch. He'd be good. He's good at whatever he does.
Hey, speaking of Keanu Reeves, they're Bill and Ted 3. They're still going with that. We announced it like our second episode.
I feel like this movie is never going to come, but it's going to happen.
They just released a video a few days ago where they're like, hey, we're still making it. And one of them, Bill or Ted, one of them looked really good for their age, and the other one did not.
Oh, Winter, whatever his name is. I think that's Bill. Yeah, he does not look good. I don't know how they're gonna make the movie look like. I don't know how they're gonna continue. They're gonna be adults or something.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
Hey, Bill. Yeah, Ted. Do you have my heart medication?
It's just gonna be sad. Yeah, they're like in their 40s, maybe 50s, actually. And yeah, it's just sad, man.
I mean, I remember those kids had, like, no future going for them in the fucking show. Or the movie, originally. It was sad. Like, they were just dropout high school students, essentially, who went back in time. The movie's fucking stupid. Both of them are fucking stupid.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. Honestly, if you get stoned, those are the movies to watch. That, like, up there with, like, Harold and Kumar.
All right, man.
Oh, Joker trailer!
Oh, shit.
We had Mr. Hold on, let me pronounce this right. Joaquin Phoenix. That was right, right?
I mean, it's better than Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, that joke's dead, man. You gotta stop making it. Our fans don't think that's funny anymore. Joaquin Phoenix? Why isn't he sitting?
Gabe, you're the only one who makes that joke.
What?
Never mind.
So, I saw the trailer. Honestly, it looks fucking fly as hell.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... They kind of... There's not that many comic book stuff in it. I think someone said it's Bruce Wayne's in the trailer. But outside of that, it's just kind of, hey, this guy's sad, and then at the end he becomes a crazy psycho clown guy.
I feel like it's going to be like the movie My Friend Dahmer.
I have not seen that.
Have you seen that? Okay, so essentially it's like just showing us like before Jeffrey Dahmer becomes Jeffrey Dahmer.
Before he gets his Jeffrey Dahmer powers.
Yeah.
It's an origin story.
I mean, like Jeffrey Dahmer.
You mean I can kill people?
Jeffrey Dahmer is essentially like the gay version of the Joker. He was actually really a funny guy, apparently.
I feel like you'd be one of those people, like when Ted Bundy was standing trial and there were a bunch of women there, like, defending him. You, but for Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, I mean, I still kind of have a thing for him. I mean, like, he's a tall white dude with blonde hair. You know, he's built. He's built.
Do you see yourself in Jeffrey Dahmer?
What? No, me?
Do you see yourself? Yeah.
No, because I don't have sex enough.
So, don't we have an ad or something?
Just kidding. I ain't no virgin, bitch.
Okay.
Fuck you, Gabe. God. You goddamn virgin cunt. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you can go suck my left nut, you goddamn queer bag. Yeah, you little bitch.
You're projecting quite a bit right now.
You little bitch. I hope you die.
Oh, wow. are you all right, man?
I'm sorry about that. I've had a tough week. I lost my best pen yesterday.
Your best pen.
Yeah. So if you don't know, I'm a writer. I write a lot of erotic fiction for furries in my spare time.
Yeah.
And I have a pen. I mean, before I use it, I soak it in my anal juice just, you know, overnight.
Right. Okay, so, wait, are you the one who did the that Land Before Time?
Yep, yep, that was me. Fiction?
Okay.
It was wildly popular, am I not right? Wrong?
Does that count as furry if they're dinosaurs?
I mean, yes, technically. I've been to a furry convention, and there was a lizard dude. So, I mean, Argonians are technically furries. Look up Skyrim porn.
I'd rather not.
Pussy?
I can visualize it.
Fucking pussy. You ain't got the balls to look it up. Rule 34, that shit.
I've never been peer pressured into rule 34-ing something.
I do it all the time, man, just to see if it's real. and with that, y'all, we're gonna break to ad. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey dudes, it's me, Kurt. it's me, Kurt. Hey guys, do you like skateboarding? Cause it's fucking cool. Like, yeah, man, Tony Hawk, totally rad.
Yo, what are you doing?
We have a new sponsor, Gabe. It's rad shit.
Are you all right, man?
Hey, man, I'm just, you know, the Gen Z, I'm a millennial.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
And you know, we gotta look like we're cool, right?
Yeah, I've been trying, you know, I'll save that for later in the podcast, but, you know, yeah, I know what you mean. You're trying to connect with the kids and all that.
Yeah, the kids love the word rad. So, hey, guys, check out this, we're sponsored by Rad Shack, Rad Skateboards. It's a skateboarding store where you buy rad skateboards.
Hey man, are you alright? Okay, come here.
Yeah.
Hey man, are you okay? I know you're trying to like act like you're young or whatever, and I totally get that. Trust me. But like, are you being manipulated by some kind of like skate store to sell their skateboards?
Yeah, they're beating my husband. I'm the only one who's allowed to do that, but they're intentionally beating my husband. They're taking my liberty away from me. So just go with it. I mean, like, man, they're gonna hurt him really bad.
Oh God. Okay. Hey man, you ever like do an ollie?
Oh, kick flip tray, bro. Dude, pop that popsicle and check out Rad Skate Dudes, Rad Skate Shack. Get your socks, your beanies, your Odd Future wear, and yeah, dude, skateboards.
You ever like wear out your bearings?
Get some new ones. Oh, your truck's ever misaligned?
You ever saw, dude?
Oh, I saw, dude, just go to Rad Shack! Alright, back to the show, y'all.
What the fuck are we doing, man? So, yesterday, I was actually, I was going shopping. I was trying to find myself a nice pair of rollerblades.
Rollerblades?
You see, Yeah. Actually, every morning I get up and I see these kids. They're always like riding their bikes and riding their skateboards across my street. And one of my biggest fears is like I'm gonna grow up and not be able to connect with the younger generation. And I'm getting to that age, so I'm like, I'm gonna buy myself some rollerblades. But I actually bought the ones with, you know, the ones with the four wheels that are like, not like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the trainer ones, not like inline skates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the ones like you look like a girl from the 80s.
Yeah. Like you're working at a fucking Sonic or something.
Exactly, yeah. So I was like, I accidentally bought one of those, and oh boy, you cannot believe what happened.
What happened?
I'm the alpha of the pack, motherfucker.
So I think it's really funny that you want to connect with the younger generation. Like, what are you, a pedophile?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to be cool, no?
No, you know what? Fuck that. Fuck kids. Please, actually, don't fuck kids, but screw them. Please, actually, wait.
Wait, what?
Don't screw them. Like, forget them.
Put your dick in them.
Put your dick in. Hey, do you want to hear my impression of James Gunn? Just go back like 10 seconds.
Oh, God. Hey, James Gunn's doing good, man.
Honestly, you know what? I don't think James Gunn is a bad person at all. Once again, we're bringing him up on this podcast because you know what? His career is literally supported by... If this podcast didn't come out, James Gunn would never have a job.
If James Gunn didn't direct movies, this podcast would never come out.
Exactly. It's a
symbiosis.
Symbiotic. We're like the clownfish. He's like the coral, the anemone.
We're like the venom. He's like the Eddie Brock.
We're like the cum, and he's like a donkey.
The child.
Oh. Well, hey, both are equally bad. Well, hey, what's worse, pedophilia or animal sex?
Or bestiality?
Bestiality.
Oh God, I would say definitely pedophilia.
Really? What if it's a baby animal?
Well, still pedophilia.
Right.
Because it's a baby adult or baby human. Baby adult.
No. I mean, like, if it's like, all right. So bestiality is not as bad as pedophilia if the animal's an adult, but what if it's like a baby donkey?
So it's either a baby donkey or a baby human.
Yeah. Well, not a baby human. Like
I'd say the baby human.
What about a kid? A baby
donkey,
like 17. And a kid. Yeah. Yeah. No, 16. So like just at the margin.
Why are we having this discussion?
Answer the fucking question.
I think human lives are more important than animal lives in general.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. I mean, unless you're talking about like a Hitler, but
well,
you're talking about like a 16-year-old kid.
So now that we cleared the air yesterday, I had feelings towards a goat.
Oh God. I knew this was going somewhere. You kept pushing that.
Hey, I'm just making sure it's all cool to fuck animals, man. Hey man, free love, right? So this is a podcast, guys. If you didn't know it already, I think I've mentioned it like 4 times already. Well,
you're talking to yourself right now. You're convincing yourself that what you're doing is worth your time.
I'm convincing myself what I'm doing is legal, actually. But all right. So Dan has the guest list, right?
Yeah, he actually, I think he emailed it to me. I don't.
Oh, let me check. I think he mailed it to me. He actually, like, legit.
Really?
Because I don't have internet.
Really? So,
yeah.
You're tweeting pretty frequently.
Yeah, but I'm constantly sacrificing souls to access the internet.
You're not mailing your tweets to the Twitter headquarters and hoping they put it out for you?
If I run out of animals to slaughter, yeah. Yeah, I definitely do that. So, hold on, let me pull it out. Alright. So, it says that we are supposed to interview a Mr. Dusty Flats today.
Really? I heard he was an Instagram influencer.
Yeah, and also an Instagram model.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Okay, I'm not trying to, you know, stereotype people, but what does a model have to say on a podcast?
I have no idea. He should be arriving pretty soon, so I guess sit tight. I don't know. What do you want to tell the guests? I mean, the hosts. I mean, the
you got a joke before he comes in?
Yeah. So,
you tend to be ready for this stuff.
Hold on, my joke's still happening. Do you get it?
No, I didn't. You just paused for a while and then nothing happened.
Yeah, it's an abstract joke.
Hey, you know what? I can get 5 different interpretations from that joke.
Exactly, and it can still be funny.
Well, that's pretty it. Hey, hold on. Oh, I think that was perfect timing right there.
Hello, hey, are you Mr. Dusty Flats?
Hello there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just sit right in front of the mic, please.
Yeah, sit right here.
Yeah, just sit right there, please.
How you doing? Yes, my name is Dusty Flats.
Hi, Mr. Flats. How are you doing today?
No, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm staying on the Instagram. Let me post a story right here. Let me take a selfie with you fellas right here. Now, everybody, act like you just heard your mother died. Look very seriously into the camera.
Mean mug.
There we go. Show off them curves.
You mean gifts? I don't have any curves. I look like a... All right. Well, hey, Mr. Flats. Well, welcome to our studio. You know, usually we have the guests in... Well, we would like to have the guests in with us, like, from the get-go. But, hey, you know what? Thank you for stopping by anyways.
Oh, no problem. I was riding my horse down into town, and then... I couldn't find a parking space, so I just put it in this alley here.
Where did you park? What was the name of the road you parked on?
Oh, it's called, it's just an alley here. I don't think there's a name. Oh, it's Crime Alley, I'm hearing.
I believe that was one of the Old Town roads.
Oh, no, it's just across from the... I know where the Old Town road is. That's usually where I ride my horse.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, I get you. Well, I really like your attire today. You are dressed very, you know, it suits your name. You look very dusty.
Thank you. You like my matte black hat.
Yeah, is that Gucci?
Oh, it's a Gucci hat. All right, I can tell you. I got a Wrangler on my booty, too.
I'm very impressed. Sir, how did you come about your fortune? Because, I mean, Gucci isn't cheap.
Oh, you know, I'm selling records, posting on Instagram, I'm posting on my TikTok 24/7. I'm quite a popular influencer. You know, I was actually going to promote my brand that I just started at that Fire Festival.
Oh, first of all, you said you put out records. Do you do music?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant I put out records. I don't really record them. I'm kind of a bootlegger when it comes to that.
Oh, okay, so, like, can you give us some examples of, like, what type of records you have?
Absolutely, yes. So, you know how the Happy Birthday song is copyrighted?
Yeah, by that one old lady.
Yeah, so I record that on top of the recording, and then I sell it on the street.
Wow, that's pretty bootleg right there. You know, actually, I would say that might be a little bit punk rock, but, you know, can't really.
Well, I don't listen to that. I only listen to old-timey country songs.
Oh, like Beyonce?
No, like Old Town Road, but the Billy Ray Cyrus version.
Just his verse?
Yes.
Okay. You don't like Nas X, I assume?
Oh, he's a mighty fine man, let me tell you that, but he's not a country singer, not like myself here. You see, I'm an influencer on the Instagrams and the TikToks and the Snapchats, but yeah, I have to keep my cowboy roots. That's one of the reasons why I bootleg.
Okay. Well, did you know that Lil Nas X is black?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you know that Lil Nas X is black?
You mean like colored?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Oh, I have no problem with colored folks, you know? They can do whatever they want.
What about... See, I've seen on the news recently, I know, because you're such a big person on Instagram. You've come up frequently when it comes to Native Americans.
Yes, I have 130,000 followers on Instagram. And I'm sorry, Native Americans, can you, you mean the Pilgrims?
Well, first of all, that's a pretty impressive follower count. But no, I mean, like the Apaches, the Comanches, the...
Oh, you mean the Redskins?
You mean the football team?
No, not the football team. I'm talking about them savages, is that what you're mentioning?
I've actually met a couple Native Americans, and they aren't really savage.
And you're still alive to tell the story. Oh, you're a mighty brave gentleman, let me tell you that.
I mean, thank you, but these people are, you know, they're pretty good, you know. Well, let's move on, because that seems like a little bit of a dicey subject.
Oh, it's not dicey at all. Let me tell you who's dicey. It's them Redskins. Man, they'll chop you up into little bitty pieces, and they'll eat your bones for breakfast.
Well, I don't think that's true, first of all.
Oh, you don't know. You don't know. I've been in them Redskin caves for way too long not to know the truth.
Redskin caves?
Redskin caves. And I'm not saying because they're redskin. I'm saying because their caves are made of skin.
Oh, my God. I'm laughing out of fright. That's terrifying. So,
well,
have
I
you been
tell
to one
you
of...
a few stories.
Have you been... Well, please, tell me a story.
Oh, I'll tell you a story. One time, I was riding my horse... Not in the Old Town Road. Now, the Old Town Road's pretty nice. I can ride it till I can't ride no more. But I was riding on this other road now, and I came across this herd. It was a herd of sheep. And I thought, oh, that's quite beautiful. I wrote a poem on it.
You mean a flock?
No, a herd of sheep. A flock. A flock of sheep. Those are sheep that can fly. And that's a whole story for another time. I've seen some UFO shit over there. You know, sometimes you'll just find a plant on the ground and you'll consume it, and you'll see all kinds of shit.
You just consume plants. All right, well...
I consume all kinds of plants, hoping they peyote.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's fair. I understand. But go on with your story. So,
yeah,
a herd
just
of
kicked
sheep.
In. Yeah, I was actually... I saw a herd of sheep, and I thought, oh, that's a mighty fine herd of sheep. Let me write a poem on it. And just as I'm pulling out my pencil, a red-skinned savage jumped out of that herd and blew a dart right into my neck.
What happened to you from there?
Oh, you want to know what happened from there?
Well, yeah, I mean, I assume...
Usually I just end the story there and people are satisfied, but you want to know what happens after I got blown in the neck with a dart.
Well, usually I think that's how improv works, but yeah.
Improv? What are you saying?
I mean, how stories work.
Yes, well, okay, well, I'll continue the story. So I woke up the next morning, and I was in this cave full of redskins all over the place. And these savages were threatening to chop me up. They were speaking in their native tongue, but I knew what they were saying. They were carrying a knife.
They're carrying a knife?
Yeah. You want to know what happened next?
What happened next?
Oh, they came at me with that knife. They came right up to me. And you know what they said?
What they, yes, and what did they say?
They said, sir, you're free to go. In English. Plain English, I tell you.
Wow, speaking your own language.
Yeah, oh, they're infiltrating us, let me tell you that. But they told me I can go, and I said, what do you mean I can go?
You got angry
said,
at them.
Sir, you're free to go. We helped you.
How'd they help you?
Apparently, there was a man behind me who was about to kill me. According to them, it was a white man. And they blew a dart right at him, just around the exact same time where the man knocked me out.
That's pretty incredible. Well,
yeah, that is incredible, isn't it? Why quite a coincidence?
Well, you don't believe they actually saved you, did you?
Oh, do I believe them at all? That they would just let me go? Oh, I walked out of there all right, not before shooting them square in the head.
You killed all of them?
I killed that entire tribe of savages before they could hurt any other men.
That reminds me of a story that happened out in, like, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Like, a couple months ago, an entire tribe was slaughtered on their reservation. Was that you?
Oh, I was in Albuquerque around that time. You know, I had lost my compass, but I believe it was around Albuquerque.
So that was you, then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd just eaten this flower off the ground, and I was seeing all kinds of shit right before that redskin blew me in the neck with a dart.
So, that's a fascinating story. But hey, Mr. Flats, before you go, because your time is about
before
up.
Before I go.
Yep. We have to, you're going to have to ride some more. I have one little suggestion. Gabe, you've been pretty quiet. Do you want to say anything before this?
Yeah, I'm just blown away by this story. I mean, dude, this is Dan's guest, and I know he has all kinds of crazy characters come in here, and most of them tend to be pretty out there. But, you know what, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
It was, Dusty Flats, that's my name.
Yeah, Mr. Dusty Flats, look, I'm not saying that you're wrong for doing what you did, or what, I don't know what your beliefs are, or...
I voted for Donald Trump, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God, I didn't even ask. He just wanted to... It's like he was trying to make a political statement there.
Are you campaigning something right now, Mr. Flats?
Oh, I'm not campaigning, you know. I get paid. I get sponsored on Instagram, and every once in a while I have to make a tweet.
By whom are you sponsored?
Bernie Sanders.
I think it's like a reverse psychology type thing. I don't know. Maybe it's the, you know, these socialists in America, they're trying to change the minds of the young.
You know what? Goodbye, Mr. Flats.
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
Yeah, you got to get out. Don't leave angry, but just leave, you know?
All right. Follow me on Instagram at Dusty Flats. Yeehaw!
Oh, well, wow, that guy. Man, you know, I think I don't know what it is about this show that attracts people who are horrible.
I feel like you said that last time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you've ever listened to other podcasts where they have guests on, you know, like, yeah, maybe Joe Rogan has, like, Alex Jones on, and he's not a great dude. Or Ben Shapiro has himself on his show. He's not, you know, he's not a great dude either. But, I mean, like... You know, you watch, like, or listen to fucking Comedy Bang Bang. They have some, like, nice people on there. You know, Amy Sedaris, she's a great one.
We tend to get a lot of racists.
Yeah. Does it say something?
And they usually have a political message for no reason. I feel like some point, maybe by the end of the season, we should figure out why.
Mm-hmm. It's a mystery, y'all. So, Gabe, it's that time of the show.
It's that time of the show.
It's that time of the show. Sorry, I didn't mean to sing. It's in the script. I'm sorry. I'm just...
You're right, we are still...
Day after day, I'm just reading this fucking script. That's all it says. It says, sing after Gabe sings.
You ever just, like, skip to the end of the script and just to see how it ends?
Yeah, honestly. But usually it's just good... Morning Atlanta, so.
Yeah, I don't know why. Who's writing this?
I don't know.
You know, Lil Nas X is from Atlanta.
Ah, okay. It's just like Killer Mike and AIDS. Shout out to Atlanta, my boys. So, Gabe, it's time in this show where we talk about our beer. We give our beer a review.
Time to review this motherfucker.
So... Sapporo Premium Beer. Gabe, could
Let
you
me just read what it says under on the label? It says,
"Can you do it in Spanish?"
Discovero the perfectly balanced taste that's irresistible.
Irresistible.
That's French. Irresistible to all as you share rich moments with this masterpiece of the brewers. Art.
I'll read the last bit in Spanish. Brewed in Battles Bay Southwoods.
Okay, no, that's not happening.
Brewing Company.
No.
What? No, I'm doing that one.
That was racist.
I'm doing that region of Belize, man? Come on.
Yeah, but I was doing an accurate representation of a Spanish accent in Spanish. You were just being racist.
You know what? To each his own. And also, when in Rome. I don't know what those things mean. but carpe diem. And let's get to this review. Sapporo, Gabe, let's have you go first.
All right, hey, I'm okay.
On a scale of 1 to potato, how do you feel about this?
1 to potato. Well, we have our own finger scale here on the podcast.
No, I mean, just answer my question, you fucking ass. 1 to potato? What?
Okay, well, what's in between 1 and potato?
Well, you know what? Oh, God. You never study. Oh, God. I thought you went to college.
I did. Okay. Between 1 and potato, I'd say like French fries, but they're more like potato-y than they are fried, if you know what I mean. They're not as crispy.
Okay. So like steak fries.
Kind of. Like not McDonald's fries, you know? Like more like...
steak fries, the big ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Now finger scale it.
All right, finger scale this bitch. Okay, so I personally liked it. It's a little light, but I think compared to a lot of the light beers we drink, this one's a bit more digestible. I feel like it goes good with some food.
I feel
but
that.
On the finger scale, on our trademark finger scale, what I'm gonna have to do is I'm gonna put an open palm.
Are you gonna take your horse?
I'm not going to take my horse to the Old Town Road just yet. Okay. What I am going to do is I'm going to open palm, so it's just my open hand.
Right.
And then same thing with the other hand. And I'm going to kind of interlock my fingers.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to just put out my two index fingers and my two thumbs in like a gun.
Okay.
So it's like I'm holding a gun with two hands.
I have a very... I get that. I have a very similar one. So, you know, here's the church. Here is the steeple. Look inside and here are all the people. You know, I'm at the part where it's the church. So I have the same kind of gun motion, but I have two fingers on top. So two fingers interlaced, four fingers interlaced, pinky and ring. And then I have middle and pointer finger touching each other with thumbs touching each other, making a four finger gun. You know what I'm saying?
Somewhat.
But sometimes, yes. Okay.
Sometimes yes. Well,
but honestly, I'm gonna rate above Pacifico. It's better. It's much better than Pacifico.
You know the Japanese. They make good cars. They make good beers.
I'm going to say, I actually had Tsingtao like a while back. We'll review that eventually. I'm going to say this is not as good as Tsingtao. So I'm going to say the Chinese make better beers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold claim.
Bold claim. And you know what? I am saying it because I want Japan to fucking apologize for their war crimes and the rape of Nanking in Unit 731. I'm fucking tired of this shit.
You know we nuked Japan.
Yeah, but didn't we apologize for that?
Oh yeah, that's true. So it's good now.
Yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, Japan like put Chinese people in cold water and took them out and saw if they could just rip their skin off.
Gator sauce. Gator. Holy shit! I keep forgetting I have that superpower. Wow.
I think that's the first time in like three episodes we've used it.
Probably more. Yeah.
Hey, Gabe. So come here real quick.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Your mom's gay.
Well, that's the show, guys.
That's the show. Hey, guys, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Gator Sauce Podcast, on Instagram at Sauce Gator. I've been...
You mean on Twitter at Sauce Gator?
Oh, yeah, on Twitter, that one. Yeah, not it. My bad.
Hey, man, we drink beer when we do this.
Yeah,
right.
You know, give us a fucking break already. I've been Kurt. You can follow me on Twitter at Kurt_DA_hurt, Kurt to hurt.
You know, I am Gabe still. You can follow me on Twitter at Gasvia, that's GASVIA_. I'd rarely tweet, I don't know why I'm plugging my Twitter.
Yeah, he doesn't tweet, he's a fucking loser, he has no friends.
Hey man, just send us money in the mail.
Yeah, you can do that too. And just don't forget our good old friend Dan Griffin. He's not here right now, but like we still love him, and you know what? He's a comedian. He has his bunch of shit doing. You can follow
him. He's sometimes doing stand up.
Yeah, in looking at Gabe's butt and shit like that. But you can follow him at Real Dan Griffin, all one word, at Twitter and I believe also Instagram.
How is he the real Dan Griffin?
Fuck you. And we love all of you guys. Good night, New York.
Good morning, Atlanta. And I got to say something, too. Good afternoon, Kentucky? I don't know.
I'm going to cut this bit.